Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Being responsive. You ever get this feeling like, God, why don't they just do something? Take action. And you're talking about the folks who work with you or for you, and you can't understand why nobody's doing a doggone thing. Okay, here's some realities. Taking action. You want people to take action, then here's what you have to do. You have to understand that the people that you work with, they speak by their actions. Now, I hate to roll into communications on this, but just very briefly, remember now, people are talking to you by how they act. So if they're not taking action, that should speak volumes to you. And it should be saying this: either they don't understand the objective, they don't have buy-in with your vision, they maybe they've never heard the vision. So they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, nor why. So the actions being taken are sluggish, very unenthusiastic, not getting done at all. So if you're at that point where you're pulling your hair out or your hair is getting as gray as mine, and it's all because of, gosh, nobody's taking action at the workplace, you need to start asking yourself some questions. Do they understand the objective? Are they trained and capable of doing what it is I expect them to do? If you don't know that as fact and you're just guessing, then the problem with action might be yours. Lastly, you have to allow people with talent to use their talent. So you're putting a person onto a job that they simply aren't functioning. Maybe it's not playing to their strengths. If you're the manager, you're the leader, you need to know your people well enough to know what they're good at, what they're not good at, who needs training, who doesn't, and start putting people to the right task. So action, being responsive. If there's a lack of responsiveness in your organization, the first place you need to look is in the mirror and figure out why. And start with, do they understand the vision? Do they understand the objectives? Are they trained and capable? And do I have the right people on the right task? That is, to have my talented people doing what their talents allow them to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, being responsive is really pretty simple. And it starts with looking at you. You look in the mirror. Your group's not being responsive. You better look in the mirror and take some action yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Out here. Talk to you later. Be responsive. Take action. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.